Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The news as it happens on livenewscameras.com. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. On livenewscameras.com, you can watch live web and satellite news feeds from stations around the world. There are 148 different streams. A project of the Fox News affiliate in Chicago, livenewscameras.com, features an on-camera moderator who scans all the feeds and, appearing in a window next to all the news channels, recommends which ones to watch, whether it's a building on fire in Birmingham, a Barack Obama speech in Pennsylvania, or a bad thunderstorm in Dallas. Last night, moderator Kelly Kraft directed viewers to a Los Angeles station.
They always have a camera on their editorial meetings. So if you have never been involved with an editorial meeting in a news station before, they're kind of interesting to see.
To find out more about livenewscameras.com, I called up creator Steve Barron and on-camera moderator Kat Bockley. My first question, who needs so much TV news?
There's a couple ways that people use it. A lot of times I hear, you're up on my second monitor at work all day long, and I kind of look at it, I peer at it from time to time because I'm here at work and I can't watch all the newscasts, or I used to live in Dallas and I want to check up on the newscast then. So people use it kind of as a way to check in periodically on news throughout the day while they're at work.
So, Steve, where do you see this thing going ultimately?
We're still kind of feeling it out. We've been with it, what now, Kat, about 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly can't tell you where it's going to go yet. Could it become its own kind of web television network? And, you know, Kat's our network news anchor. That's kind of one thing. You know, and in the internet world, it could disappear tomorrow as well. It kind of all depends on the reaction that we continue to get from people and the continuing evolution of watching video on the web.
So, Kat, what do you look for? What do you like to direct people to?
Well, one thing that we always have going on is lots of live newscasts. And that kind of, you know, is appealing to a certain person who's watching the website. If they like to watch newscasts, if they're interested in news across the country, there's pretty much always a newscast to check out on the website. And then there's also, you know, the breaking news of the day. There's a helicopter that's over a fire in Scarsdale, New York. There's the NASA shuttle launch. There's, you know, there's all these specific things that it's kind of something we can't predict when it's going to happen, but we'll get an email from a web producer saying we're going to a 3-alarm fire in Boston. And then I'm constantly, you know, directing viewers to the helicopter video or to the police chases or to, you know, it's just kind of any of the breaking news that's really interesting to catch live.
It certainly isn't like an in-depth treatment of the news. I mean, you guys are not going real deep into anything here.
Well, I mean, the honest part of it is that you're watching stuff as it's happening. So there's not really the depth of information there yet. In other words, you know, Kat's watching video of the sinkhole in Denver and the sinkhole is sinking. And she's like, hey, look, another car just fell in the sinkhole. You know, it's more like play-by-play
right,
than being able to give a in-depth kind of anchor-like report.
Steve Barron and Kat Bockley with LiveNewsCameras.com and Fox News Chicago. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.